On Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, we began the beginning of the 40 days and 40 nights of Lent. This is a time when Christians traditionally enter a period of self-reflection. It is a time of prayer and preparation that we have in anticipation of the celebration of Easter. The symbolism of the 40 days of Lent has many roots in the Bible, including the 40 days of the flood in Noah's day, 40 days of the 40 years that the children of Israel spent wandering in the wilderness, and 40 days spent by the 40 days spent by other people and patriarchs in the time, and as well, it was also spent 40 days in the Old Testament by the prophet Isaiah in preparation for his time of ministry. Jesus himself fasted for 40 days and nights in the wilderness. Fasting. Why did people in the time of the Bible, from the Old Testament time to the New Testament time, fast? Jesus fasted. And even now, people in our time fast. Whether it be a 40-day fast, in which a person only drinks water, such as we see in the people of the Bible, the person does not eat any food for 40 days, only drinking water. Robin and I actually have a friend who completed a full 40-day fast during Lent, only drinking water, and he continued to go to work and did it every day. And I have found, personally, that 7-day fasts have been meaningful to me. And there are other people who fast in such a way that the person gives up something that has a hold on them, such as a favorite food or activity. Some of you may be familiar with people who abstain from drinking alcohol during the month of February to break the power of alcohol in their lives. We have a friend who participates this in every year in honor of two of his siblings who struggled with the alcohol addiction. Some of you may know people who choose to do this as well. So much of our time during Lent focuses on giving up on things and habits that have taken a real hold on us, something we struggled to bring under control. And so often we fail in our attempts to change old habits. A friend of mine, who I know very well, decided to fast for a week during Lent. But my friend proceeded to be very cranky to his wife and children during this time. His wife quoted a portion of scripture to his spouse saying, "Is this the fast I've called you to be?" Continuing to say, "To be cranky with your spouse and nasty to your children?" When he realized how nasty he had been, the man immediately apologized to his spouse and children and stopped his fast. But you see, the fast had already done its work. It did what it was intended to do. It showed the heart of the man to himself. It's not just in the way he had expected, but we fast because it reveals to us our true selves. The weeks of Lent are a time in which we come to grips and to face our true selves. It seems that much of Lent brings us to our knees as we encounter again and again the truth of our feebleness. As we see how we fail and fail time and time and time again to do the things that we ought to do. And on the other hand, we see how we fail the other way, where we know that we should be doing things and we refuse to do it. We don't do the things we know we ought to do. Is it any wonder that, as the old prayer in our Book of Common Prayer says, there is no health in us. If you or I were God, I think that many of us would think that we'd scold people for their consistent failure to follow God's ways. But instead of scolding us and seeing us as complete failures, God comes to us and in our psalm today, we read, "You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shelter of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, 'My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.' Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your face, for he will command his angels concerning you to guide you in all your ways." We are not alone. God is with us. In and of ourselves, we are incapable of following God's ways. But it is possible to choose to live in safety, safety, security, trust, and refuge with God. That is, to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. The psalm invites us to make our home, our dwelling place. In a post-9/11 world, how can this be? In times of trouble, joy, sickness, health, vibrancy, sadness, loneliness, and death, we have a divine God who is with us, walking with us, crying with us, loving us, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. Whether we brought it on ourselves or not, God is always loving us. Always loving us. Lent is a time to acknowledge and respond to God's offer to dwell in our hearts. It is a time to pour energy into increasing our awareness of God's presence with us, no matter what circumstances we are experiencing in our lives. Our prayer at this Lenten time should be to ask God to open our hearts and increase the awareness of the Holy Spirit in and around us. May God increase our courage as we learn to listen to God's action in our lives. And may we trust that God will lead and guide us to make a difference in the lives of the people God brings across our paths. Amen.